Hey guys, Kev here, and I'm with Becca.
Hi guys.
And we're using two microphones for the first time ever. Get us. So there's no Sunday sermon this week. Instead, you're getting this Saturday episode. And there's a reason for that. We're not going to talk about ghosts on today's episode because, as you will all have seen, we've had some really upsetting news in the podcasting paranormal community in the last week. And Dan from Real Life Ghost Stories has sadly passed away, which is utterly devastating.
It's just so awful.
And I've not seen it. I don't want to say interesting is the wrong word, obviously, but it's the first time within the podcasting realm there's been a death that's affected so many people. I mean, I'm not aware of any other.
Yeah, at least that we've been aware of.
You know, and we're not going to make a podcast out of the thing because it's just that would be a horrible thing to do. It's devastating. I don't have the words. You guys who listen know at the best of times I can struggle to find descriptive words to describe something, and I can't describe this.
I know, it's just so, it's such a shock, and it's just so sad, and we just, keep thinking of Emma, and it's just...
Can't stop. I mean, you know, like everyone, you know, we're obviously, I think we're speaking on behalf of a lot of yous that don't have the, for want of a better phrase, the power of a podcast to put it across. The community as a whole is devastated, and rightly so, because he was, God bless him, he was a wonderful human being. And he's, you know, he had a massive impact on many people's lives. Now, without making this sound a bit weird, I've actually, for the first time ever on this program or show, written something. So yeah. I normally just speak my mind, and I can't do that
for this. Yeah, there's something you wanted to kind of do stuff properly rather than just a chain of consciousness.
Well, exactly.
Thing,
yeah. So I sat down last night and put pen to paper. So, so I'm going to read that out now.
It's just such a, I don't know. It's so, it's just like this young couple as well. You know what I mean? They're so
devastating.
They had been married long. They like built this life to get this
business. Even when you're saying that, I'm welling up. I'm sure everybody has. They've all had little moments where they've wavered on this, and we've been the same. Just that there aren't words.
Yeah.
He says, as he's then going to try and read something out.
Yeah, I think maybe it's time to go to the...
So you'll see where we're going with this anyway. So I've genuinely written this down. I'm going to read it out. And that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, first time you've ever had a prepared thing.
You have to. I know. Anyway, this is what I've written down. And forgive me if I stop and start and stuff. So, podcasts are to me still a new medium. I love listening to podcasts. You guys love listening to podcasts. And as a host myself, I'm forever blown away by how podcasters support other podcasts. Believe me, it's a rarity in any media field. And we're all genuinely one big community. You form a bond with the hosts of shows, even if you've never met them. And outside of Becca, the voices I hear most often are podcast hosts, more than friends and family, and they're a source of comfort, distraction, and even support at times. I say this as this week our community tragically lost one of its nicest founders in Dan from Real Life Ghost Stories. I say founders as I class a little selection of shows as our little own celestial group in the sky, if you like. So our shows all started at a similar time, and we back and forth advice and conversations. As an example, I went on Real Life Ghost Stories Patreon, and you may well have heard that show. What you won't have heard is the additional 45 minutes that we Zoomed for whilst they answered a lot of podcasting questions for me and basically held my hand through a lot of things I wasn't confident about. Dan's had such a massive impact on this community, myself included, Becca included, you guys, obviously. And his passing's affected us all greatly. And it should go without saying, obviously, our hearts go out to Emma and her family and friends. And literally anything we can do, we will. I'm not even going to attempt to guess what she's going through right now or put that into words, because there's no way I could convey it, obviously. I hear that she's surrounded by good people, and they all have her back, and that's all anyone can do. Where was I? Sorry. it doesn't seem appropriate to do the show today as normal, out of respect to Dan, so we won't do the standard show. However, like I said earlier in the podcast, podcasts are important, be it for comfort, distraction, or just to drown out thoughts. So for the next 30 minutes, Becca and I are just going to have a light-hearted chat for some background noise, really. Now, me personally, when grief hits, I use laughter, etc., as a bit of a defense mechanism. And if you do too, hopefully you'll get something from the show. And if not, at least it'll act as a bit of background for you. So, good night, Dan. Thank you. And I know wherever you are, mate, there's probably some confused faces saying, does he mean how do you do? Good night, mate.
Live from Liverpool, we need to talk about ghosts with Kevin Eustace.
Okay, so we just had a good 20, 25 minute chill to try and get ourselves in the mood to do this.
Yeah, we had to just take a couple of minutes.
Yeah, it really did, understandably. Yeah. So Becca, are you in the mood?
You know what, I was trying to get myself in the mood, but then I went to get my can Cherry Coke Zero from the fridge, and
yes, because...
Not only has that gone, all my cans of Dr. Pepper have gone. Now, for kind of background here, so I don't drink a lot of fizzy drinks at all. I drink water all the time, all day, every day.
And I do, so you do the math.
So, I have... So if I've got a can in the fridge, that could stay there for like a month, right, easily. But then when I want it, on a day like today, like I've had a drink last night, I want a fizzy drink today, and I go to get it, and it's gone, and it's so unacceptable. And... So because we're absolute gannets, sometimes one of the meals we get, a takeaway meal that we frequently get, comes with three cans.
Soft drinks because like and three forks for the two of us.
I suppose the less said about that element, the better. So I don't mind that you get the two out of that. Like, that's fine. And I get the one and that's okay. And sometimes we go for so long that I build up a little collection of the cans in the fridge. Like,
yeah,
and you know, when there's four or five, whatever, that's fine. You can have a couple of them. But how many times have I said, you need to leave me one. And not only have you taken all of the Dr. Peppers that I built up, you took my can of Cherry Coke as well.
Okay, well...
This is unacceptable.
It is unacceptable. I will say, I know it's your first time using a microphone proper, but you can't keep going in and out.
Stop criticizing me. I am a human being. I move.
Okay, fair play. But referring back to
if you were that good at sound, it wouldn't matter.
Getting back to your Coca-Cola scenarios, anyway...
Cherry Coke Zero. Actually.
Cherry Coke Zero.
Premium right. Coke.
See, and we need a pop stand too. I tell you what, you'd never make a sound technician, you. But I will tell you this also. Premium cola, fair enough. But when you have more than... When you say... Yeah, you said yourself there you drink maybe one fizzy drink per month, right? And in that fridge, you will collect six or seven.
Yeah.
So that'll get you what? Through spring and summer.
Yeah, okay. As I said, that's fine that you have a few, but leave me one. That is so reasonable to say that you can have the rest of them.
It is.
And it's so awful that you took my last one.
Okay.
And as well as my Coke that wasn't yours.
Okay.
And it's not yours to take.
I know, fair enough. What I'm going to just do also, I'm just going to move that down a bit so, because when you're doing your P's and your T's, you're in it. And I know that you're new to podcasting into a microphone.
Get out of my face.
I am out of your face, but just speak exactly where your mouth was, but now you won't be peeing and teeing.
Right, okay.
Which is what we in the business call pops and twangs. I've made that up. We probably don't. But we are speaking about pop, so it kind of fits. So, all right. So,
speaking about close to twangs.
With an extra T thrown in there. So, I need to get you a can of Coke, is what you're saying?
Zero Cherry Coke.
Zero Cherry Coke.
And while you're there, you can get me a Tango Ice Blast.
I fancy a Tango Ice Blast, actually.
Well, that means you're definitely going to go.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. A Tango Ice Blast, just Liverpool things. I don't think they are, because there's marketing around them, aren't they, and stuff.
No, it's not a Liverpool thing.
But
surely.
I know that there are Scousers, and I'll be honest.
No, because they do them at the cinema, don't they? So they must do them in all the cinemas.
Yeah, but they do... you know what? We're a bit hardcore on them, though, because we literally get them off the Liveroo. Two slushes.
No, that's not what that shop opposite does them.
I know there's a shop now that does it, but previously when we've got them, we've literally like...
We've got them off Deliveroo once.
And what a... You know, it's a very risky thing to get off Deliveroo, isn't it? Ice.
Yeah, I know, but it wasn't long after lockdown started, was it? And
no, you were upset for some reason,
yeah,
and I said, I'll get you.
It's unusual that I'm in the mood for something like that, and I think I was really in the mood for it, and you did do it, and it was lovely, and it was a nice gesture that you got it. But so, you can just walk across to the shop now.
Yeah, I do owe you lots of fizzy drinks. But we were howling last night, wasn't we, when we went round to see your dad, because your dad's got an Alexa, hasn't he?
Yeah, and it's a nuisance, right? Because every now and again, you'll be talking about something and he'll go, ask Alexa, and everyone goes, oh, no.
Yeah.
Because it's just an absolute effort. Like, no, it never answers it right. It's
he does think it's the Oracle, though, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And what's really hysterical
is
that the neighbours have one too, don't they? Their neighbours have one.
Yeah.
Sue and Dave. And hysterically, they were there last night and we were talking. And the conversation, and they were being serious as well. Mm. The conversation came out where the neighbour suggested, and this is what's effing brilliant about it, that your dad's Alexa wasn't as educated as their Alexa.
And I just love this. I was howling off. I love this idea of a hierarchy of educated Alexas. Like, you've got Alexa at GCSE level for an entry level price. You've got to pay a bit more. You get the A level Alexa.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, all the way up to, like, you know, PhD in astrophysics.
To be fair, because then the conversation, because the conversation we were asking Alexa about was, what is... what's more dangerous, a water buffalo or a hippo?
Yeah, and it didn't help matters that you kept asking Alexa about rhinos.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that it was really unhelpful.
But then, because it started,
so
because
wasn't her fault.
No, but it started because I said, "What's more dangerous, a rhino," which was wrong, or a buffalo? And Alexa went, "According to Wikipedia," and then your dad's neighbour went, "Ah, that's just pulling things off Wikipedia. Anyone could do that."
Yeah.
And we were like, well, "What does yours do?" It says, "Ah, one will just say." And he's going, no, no, no. Are you implying that yours is more educated?
I know. Yeah. As if, like, they haven't put in the education chip. So yeah, they've exactly, just got a dunce Alexa who doesn't know.
Yeah,
anything.
The neighbour was like, so are you, what was he saying to your dad? Was that, like, half price or something? Because yeah. It hasn't had the same schooling.
Yeah. I know, I love that idea. Little graduating Alexa, little cap.
And then we just went on a walk, didn't we? So we could buy leads for these two microphone setups.
Yeah.
And, we went past a thing in Liverpool. I've talked about this on one of the Patreons when I do my walk around, the Adventure Dock. And it's basically a load of inflatables in the Albert Dock. So the Albert Dock's water. And it's a load of inflatables. It's like an inflatable assault course, isn't it?
Looks really fun, yeah.
It does
exactly
look fun.
Inflatable assault course just looks dead good. So yeah. The things that you bounce on, jump over, all that jazz.
It's like Takeshi's Castle, if you've seen that like that game show. And people wear, you have to get a wet, you know, you hide a wetsuit when you get in there and all that.
Yeah, and everyone's wearing like the inflatable thing, so.
Yeah, so you don't drown or whatever else. And there was a proper, you know, have you ever heard of these like these dads who are just so competitive with the children that they're all arses? Like you see them on like YouTube sometimes where they do 2 foot of tackles on a 5-year-old and send them flying in the air and all that. There was one of these dads there and he was making out like that he was better than his like 12-year-old
kids,
son
yeah.
at running around
this obstacle
course.
And like
course.
Staying on it and that because people are slipping and sliding there. But most people are in bare feet, aren't they?
Yeah, because
like
everyone's
and
in barefoot. And he had on like rubber socks, didn't he?
No, boots.
Oh, rubber boots.
Remember, it was proper boots. It looked, it was hard to tell. It was so tight. It was hard to tell where the wetsuit ended and the boot started,
wasn't it?
Like
yeah.
They might have been like knee-high boots for all we know.
Yeah.
But they were these big rubber black boots.
Which meant that he didn't slip anywhere. So it was like, yeah, perfect traction.
So he was
traction.
Like striding over these like obstacles.
And he's like pushing his son and going, come on, try, don't be scared, go over that bridge, watch, I'll do it. And for him it was just like walking up the road.
Yeah,
his poor son was walking on margarine
yeah,
and just falling
everyone else slipping and sliding. It's definitely
but we were saying, do you reckon he's like, we started laughing and been saying, do you reckon he's like a pro kids assault course person? Yeah. He's gone out like and specifically bought rubber
expert
boots
at Adventure Dock.
Yeah, so yeah. We're determined to try and find these rubber boots and I wonder, you know, what I hope they're not like, you know, like remember we were on the airplane that time, the one airplane do you remember we were on the airplane and we seen that man who looked like a traveller or a backpacker or whatever and he had on those sandals in the shape of feet?
Yeah, like the Frogger feet.
Yeah,
things,
that have got like actual toes in them.
Yeah, yeah, actually, he was just bouncing around the airport. Yeah.
Do you remember that? Like, because to be fair,
it was the first time we'd seen them.
Yeah, I was going to say,
shocked.
We must have looked
horrified.
Like absolute aliens or like proper like scally hillbillies who've never seen this footwear before. Because we kept nudging each other and going, look, he's over there now.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Frogging around with his massive feet.
Yeah, it's like his feet look like hands.
They did look like hands. But also, if you wore them on the beach, you'd think you were following a Bigfoot. Because you'd be like, look at them footprints.
Or a giant duck.
Did duck have toes?
No, but the web would be similar, wouldn't it?
Was it web? Like they weren't webbed?
No, you know what I mean? The outline of a web foot looks similar to that. To the shape of that.
Oh, speaking of, because this is just a ramble anyway, speaking of amphibious birds, we saw two rare black swans, didn't
we? Yeah, real life black swans.
There's only 40 in the wild in the UK.
Yeah.
And we seen two of them in
Crosby
Marina. And you seen them first and you went, are they two black swans? And I was like, no, because anything is, Becca is, like, we're talking about them Alexas before. I'm the equivalent of your dad's Alexa, who literally just goes, I don't know the answer to that. And you're your dad's neighbour's Alexa, because Becca's much more highly educated than me. But for some God-known reason, inherently, and it must just be down to blatant sexism, if Becca says, is that X, my default response is no.
No, don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid. Let me see and tell you what it is.
Yeah.
Every time, without fail, I get my eye wiped, don't I?
So we had to go right over there. And as we were getting closer and closer, I was going, it is. It's two Black Swans. It is. And he's going, no, don't be ridiculous. Of course, it's not Black Swans. So obviously, we get right to the edge of this little pond. Yeah.
The blatantly Black Swans. And I'm still Googling. Going, no, there's no way that... We sent it to your stepdad, didn't he? He was like a bird expert. Mm. And he's like, yeah, the black swans. I was like, well, Becca, fair enough.
Yeah. Really bright red beaks, wasn't it? Like,
yes,
really
with
vibrant.
A white stripe on. They were beautiful birds.
Yeah, they're lovely. Yeah.
I wonder what, you know the way like a baby swan comes out grey, like a mucky, or the ugly duckling, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I wonder what colour a black swan comes out.
Oh, that's a good point.
I wonder if it comes out beautiful. I know, because then that would imply it turns to look like poo.
No, it wouldn't.
It would? Because the ugly duckling turns beautiful.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that if one comes out beautiful, it doesn't have to go through this spectrum of aesthetics to the other side, regardless of...
It's the balance of God. If you come out beautiful, you end up ugly. If you come out... You know what? There might be something in that. Because, you know what?
Was I born beautiful or ugly?
You were born ugly. You were an ugly baby and you're one beautiful woman. No, but you know what? There's something in this, I think, because there was many a girl in our school, in our secondary school, who were really attractive. And you'd be like, God, they, you know what? They could be models, them. And you know, if you see them now, they could eat an apple through a letterbox. Honestly,
that just because you were a teenage boy and like you were just obsessed with girls, so you thought they were all really attractive?
Believe me, they all weren't really attractive. I wasn't walking around like, what's his name? Ted Danson.
Well, no, I just feel like maybe this is your perception, not that the girls got less attractive.
No, I mean, I couldn't show you pictures. That'd be really our ass. But I could go through Facebook now and go, see her. And you go, oh, yeah, she's attractive. And then I'd say, see her. And you would say, is that her, Nan? And I'd say, no, that's her.
You're such a bitch.
I really am. I've just, as I'm saying that, I'm thinking, this is going out to the public, you idiot. But, you know, anyway, it's best people know. Yeah. It'd be like, so when he's not talking about ghosts, he is actually a sexist idiot.
Yeah, you're a proper gossip as well, aren't you?
Hey, I'm not a gossip.
You love a good gossip.
At least I'm honest.
You just said, I'm not a gossip, and then said, at least I'm
honest.
Oh,
no, I'm not a gossip, though. Name something I'm a gossip on. Name the last time I gossiped.
Like,
I need to be very careful with this, actually. But go on.
I don't know, like, everything you use all the time.
I gossip to you, because you're my partner. That's not gossiping, that's just saying, hey. And I might be just saying, hey, guess who's pregnant? I mean, that's gossipy, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty gossipy.
But then again, we don't actually know anyone who's pregnant for the first time in a long while.
That's quite unusual for our demographic, isn't it? That we don't know anyone who's pregnant.
Less unusual for mine, because it gets more into the medical miracle category when you get over 45.
Your group of friends are about to stop that, aren't they?
Not that I'm over 45. I'm 42, everyone. Yeah. I think we should all know.
But maybe we know someone who's pregnant, but we don't know they're pregnant.
Maybe. Guess who might be pregnant?
Now that's gossipy.
You're right.
Yeah. I knew someone once who... So a couple of us were going to this... party, like this outside party thing, and someone was like, oh, their sister's pregnant, like the host, the sister's pregnant. So we were like, oh, that's nice. Anyway, so we're there and it was like really nice day outside, drinking, everything, da-da-da. And the sister, I'm deliberately keeping all names out of this.
Yeah, do you think?
And
yeah,
the sister was there, and it kind of took us back because she had a really, really like large glass of wine. Right,
you couldn't say belly.
No, really large glass of wine, and she was like very open, and it's quite unusual. You know what I mean? Like I wouldn't dream of like telling a pregnant woman what to do with it. You know, that's entirely their business. Yeah. But it seemed unusual in a setting like that for a pregnant woman to be so open about drinking. You know what I mean? And then like finish that at the same time everyone else is another large glass of wine, and we're like,
this is really quite unusual.
No, but you know, like this is quite unusual. So. At one point, we kind of like flagged down the person who told us. I'm like, you know, you said the sister was pregnant, and it was a man, and he was like, yeah. I'm like, what? How do you know that? When did she tell you that? And he went, oh, she looks it. Like you're joking. You just told us that as fact. When he did, and she wasn't. He presumed he thought she looked it and just presumed she was pregnant and had told us it as fact. So we'd taken
gone
it as fact.
The entire party.
He just told us like, and obviously we hadn't, because I'm not a gossip. So
I'd have been going, hello, my name's Kevin. By the way,
her husband had been like, I've been words if you've been at the party because you are such a gossip. Yeah, it quickly got out.
Did I tell you about our Catherine? She was pregnant. With the guy who, I mean, he does have some sort of mental illness, so I'm not laughing at the mental illness, but it was dead funny what he done. So, and he's a nice guy. His name's Ronnie. I can say his name, because if anyone's from where I'm from. You know Ronnie.
I was going to say, yeah, why don't you just say his address, Kev? Jesus, no, sign your name and address it, because you're very open about where you're from. So.
No, anyone who's drank in the Queens in Liverpool knows Ronnie.
Oh my God, stop it. Like, just say the guy's local. Anyway, pack it in.
Anyway, our Kath was pregnant and...
See, gossip.
What? I know, yeah. So our Kath was pregnant and she was stood at the bus stop and Ronnie was stood at the bus stop opposite her. Mm-hmm. And
going in the other direction.
Yes. And we all know Ronnie and he's a nice guy. So Ronnie shouts over, Kathy, Kathy. So our Kathy goes, hey, Ronnie, you're all right. He goes, I am. Are you pregnant, Kathy? And our Kath says, I am, Ronnie, yeah. He goes, thank God for that. I was going to say, you know, obesity, Americans and that. Honestly.
Americans and that.
And our Kath went, oh, all right, Ronnie. Yeah, no, I am pregnant. He was like, good girl. He's great. He's great. I seen him. I was on the bus once going to Prescott and he was on the bus. And some woman who didn't know Ronnie or what he was like was sat adjacent to him, like on this empty bus. The three of us, me at the back, Ronnie middle, and this woman sat adjacent to him. And he was just trying to start a conversation with this woman. But obviously this woman was like, I don't talk to strangers. So Ronnie's like...
Why do I feel like you're not on her side with this?
I'm not. Because, when Ronnie starts speaking, it should be blatantly obvious that he's a harmless person. Do you know what I mean? And he means no ill intent. So anyway, so Ronnie says, hello there, girl.
My feminism's kicking off.
No, hold on. So she doesn't say nothing, right? But this is why it was, from my perspective, okay, it was funny. Okay. Hello there, girl. She doesn't say nothing. And he goes, it's a lovely day. She doesn't say nothing. He goes, I was talking to the wife the other day. He is not married. Talking to the wife the other day. She said we should eat salad. It's going to be warm. She says nothing, right? Then he leans over to where she is and says, I said, it's going to be warm. She still says nothing. So then he sits back up, waits about 30 seconds, and then at the top of his voice shouts, you're in the wrong place, they said. Get out of here. It was fantastic. Becca right now is looking at me as if to say, I'm not too sure why you're telling me this story.
So why do you think that she owes him her attention?
Because
she's a female and he wants to speak to her.
No, because Ronnie...
No, I'm saying because she's a female and he wants to speak to her, why does she owe him anything?
She doesn't, but if you could see Ronnie and hear Ronnie, you would know. He's not just harmless, like you should probably talk to him and say, you're all right, mate.
But it's not about being harmless, is it? Like, it's not like, oh no, you should talk to me because I'm not a predator. Like, all right, fine. Well and good that you're not a predator. But equally, you don't get to demand strangers' time and attention just because you want it.
But it's Ronnie.
Well, then why don't you talk to him?
I don't really see him.
You get up and go over there and resolve the situation by talking to him about
I was
salad?
Too busy texting someone saying, guess what Ronnie's just said? And to the point where now, if me and my mates are out in town, 20-odd years later, we will still shout, you're in the wrong place, they said. Get out of here. Because
okay,
it's funny.
Okay, so that's fine that it provided loads of entertainment for you. But
decades
what about
the
woman
worth,
who just
literal
wanted
decades
to get
worth.
Home? Or like, she without got home. Being harassed.
She got, for all you know, she probably walked in and went, you know what? I had a fly in my throat before and I really wanted to speak to this guy. I think his name was Ronald. Anyway, speaking about people trying to talk to you when you don't want to be talked to, mm-hmm. right? I clearly wear headphones walking down the street,
yeah.
right? Clearly do. And I do it because of anxiety reasons and because I like listen to nothing but distraction. And therefore, when people ask me for change, right? I will still, if I see them speaking and I know what, you can obviously know what they're saying. Mm. Unless they're saying you've just been shat on by a bed, which happened before, by the way. Then I will take one of your phone out and I'll say, I'm sorry, mate, I don't have any change, right? Mm-hmm. But there's been times I've been walking down the street and they've walked past me, said, da, 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 and I've thought, oh, I think he's just asked for change. But I've kind of walking, got headphones in, and they've walked in front of me and motioned, take your earphones out. And I've went, sorry, what? And I've took them out and they've went, have you got any change? And I've thought, that's...
Yeah, right.
I clearly don't want to be bothered. But the reason I'm saying this is get onto this and you will completely disagree with this.
Do you even need me here? I can't get a word in.
What are you on about? You just said nothing but feminism for the last half an hour. Feminism. Anyway, feminists, get on this. I walked past, I had an issue the other day. On Bold Street, there are plenty of people asking for change, right? I walked past one guy. He said, have you got any change? I said, no, I don't, mate. I'm sorry. walk down the road about 10 meters, 20 meters, another guy. Now, for whatever reason, I said this. I said, I haven't, mate. I've just give it to him. Mm. Right? Thinking he'd go, okay, sound.
Right. Did he say no, you didn't?
No, no, no. He shouted to the other guy, hey, what are you doing? You know this is where I ask for money. And the fella's like, what are you on about? And he's like pointing at me. I ran into Home of Bargains and hid, which is a shop. Unpack that, Becca.
Yeah, good. No, that's good.
Lie to a homeless man. I suppose that's karma, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah.
I had to hide in Home of Bargains.
Yeah, no, it's great. Yeah, so I've had it. Like, you know, you do, especially as a female, you do get just stopped by people chatting at times, and it's a fucking nuisance. Frankly.
Yeah, that is horrible.
But, unless, like, going back to what you were saying about the headphones, I've had it at times when I'm on the phone. And you mean, really? Like, I'm on the phone? Go away? Like, what do you mean? Like, clearly not now, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm busy, like, butt out. Why have you just inserted yourself into my life? Like, go away.
You know, it was one of the best ones when I... Because you are a lovely person, and you will try and make conversation with anyone. One of the best ones ever, where even you had to say, no, abort, abort, was when there was the big issue seller, and he was really polite, wasn't he? He was like, hi, everybody, would any lady and gentleman want to buy this magazine?
Such a lovely guy, right? Yeah. So nice at work with people, as you say, so polite. Like, yeah. And he was really enthusiastic about selling it. Like, it's a great issue this month. We've got this. Yeah. And he stood outside. And I think we'd gone to a cafe or something. Yeah, so we'd walk past as we went into this cafe, like, sat down, like, you know, you could see him out the window and that. Such, like, really, really nice. Like, dead pleasant, dead enthusiastic.
And he made an impact on you, didn't
he? Yeah, I thought, oh, you know what? Like, he's doing his job there, you know, he's proper trying. So I said, I'm going to buy one when we go, so I'm going to buy one. So I went over tonight.
And I was saying to him, I was like, Becca, don't. He's, the way he's talking, you think he's dead nice. And like, ladies and gentlemen, in this issue we have, and for me, I was like, that's a bit too much.
Was anyone like the big issue? Like, it goes to, goes to help the home.
You seem a jolly, lovely individual. I seen there's a bit of a red flag there. He's been a little bit too... Yeah. Anyway.
So I like popped over like, hi, big issue, please. So as he's...
Then it
turned. I don't know how, because I had the right money. So I was just giving the money and he gave me the magazine. So I don't know how the start of this conversation happens, like how there was a delay. I don't know whether he was like taking one out of pack or what, but... what was the start? I can't even start.
He said something like... My partner's in hospital and she smokes.
No, there was.
Oh yeah, you wanted some advice.
Some advice. I don't know. There's a lady I've got my eye on.
Yeah.
And I like her very much, and I think she might like me too.
Yeah. And he was talking about Becca.
Well, no, we don't know that. We don't know that, but it did take an odd turn. And he was like, I don't know whether I should go for it and ask her out or not. And this is what I mean by, like, how I don't know this conversation went on, because how it took so long, you know what I mean? I gave him the £2.50 or whatever, and he gave me the, I don't know how he was still there. So obviously, realising that this has taken longer than it should, you came over.
Yeah.
And then the tact...
And I was smoking at the time, wasn't I? And he started then turning
significantly
it.
Significantly changed for... And I like her, and I think she might like me too. So I don't know the trash girl's. The problem is, and this was the tax change.
Yeah, I come up with smoking.
The thing is, she smokes. So I don't know if I want to be around that kind of, you know, smoky breath, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I'm still behind blowing
and
donuts.
And like, that took a turn. And you mean, like, I don't know. Like, I'm sure if you like him enough, you'd get past it. Who are we actually talking about?
Are you trying to ask me out on a date, and has my partner just arrived smoking, and you're now trying to put me off him by saying...
I mean, that wasn't necessarily it, but it was an unusual thing to happen, either way.
He was Johnny Red Flag. He may as well have... I mean, I knew as soon as I seen him there, like, far too eagerly going, hey, everybody, would somebody like to please give me some cash for this wonderful magazine? I was like, this is either you've been framed, because there's an 80s reference, or... there's something not quite right about this situation. And it turns out, woe betide, my spidey sense was indeed correct.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah. There wasn't another time that somebody like... Because as clever and as intellectual as you are, you can be pretty gullible. Wasn't there sometimes... Didn't someone like... It wasn't as bad as this, but they basically pulled up in a van and said, do you want to see some puppies? And you were like, yeah!
No.
No, there was.
That's never happened.
I'm sure there was. Because, like, you were out having a drink. You lost your mate. Some fellow went, do you want a drink with me? And you went, yeah, right. And then he was like, I've got 9 mates back at the flat. And you were like, I don't want to go there.
No.
There was something like that.
No. Well, I don't recall. If I do, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, it's a good point.
No, there was one at the train station. This one annoyed me. And it was something at the time that really annoyed me. And I couldn't work out why. And it was only a lot later that I put two and two together why it annoyed me so much. So here's what happened.
Go on.
I was at the train station waiting for my friend to come over. Mm. I was about to use her name then, but I won't. So she was coming in, yeah. So she was going to stay with us, right? So I'd gone to Lime Street to pick her up, you know, as you do. It's nice. So I stood there waiting for her. And we were just going to drop the bags in. Then we were going to go out. So I'm still waiting. So this guy approaches and he's like, oh, hi. He did it like and strikes up a conversation. I'm like, hi. Like, did it. And he kind of gets chatting and he's very much like, oh, you know, would you like to go for a drink? And I was like, oh, no, thank you. You know, I'm just waiting for my friend. Oh, well, you know, and he's kind of like pushing it. You know, if we went for a drink, you know, maybe your friend could come too. Blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, listen, I'm not really here to make friends today. I'm just meeting my friends. You know, thank you. You know, really nice of you and everything. Thank you. But no, I'm just going to wait for my friend here. So if you want to kind of carry on with your day. Wasn't having this. Absolutely wasn't. Kept going. So then eventually I said, oh, no, you know, I don't think that would be, you know, a good idea. Oh, my boyfriend certainly wouldn't like that, something like this. And then I'm so, you know, when I meet a lady, you know, and she's like, the second she says to me, I've got a boyfriend, no, I respect that. I completely respect that. I will leave you to it. Just a very nice, very practically Victorian-esque in the manners.
But there's a question there,
yeah,
isn't
exactly.
There?
So this is, even though he's being dead nice and he's saying, no, I'm going to leave you to it. And he does go away after that, right? Fair enough. There was something that wasn't sitting right with me. And I was like, why did that annoy me so much, even though it works in the end?
And then you realised you had a big issue, Jack.
No, then I realised. The thing is, so I had said no nicely several times in several different ways. It was clear no. You know, I hadn't at any point said, but maybe one time my friend did it. You know, it was none of that. It was no, thank you. Literally, said, I'm not out to make friends today. I'm meeting my friend, you know, and that's it. I haven't seen her in a while. Did it? Like, no, thank you. Thank you, though. The second I mentioned boyfriend, oh, that'll do it. So he had more respect for a man he'd never met and wasn't there than he did for the woman he was talking to in front of him. You know, he wasn't taking my no. My no wasn't good enough. My no just opened up the discussion. That was a negotiation.
Yeah.
Whereas, oh, a potential hypothetical no from a man he'd never met, that was a final word because that came from a man. If that man says no, then that's no.
And also,
and that's just great for me.
Yeah, but the line is, the worrying part is the line, once a woman says, I've got a boyfriend, I back off. So if they don't, what do you do?
Well, I hadn't previously, and he hadn't backed off. I'd said no, and he was still going. This is exactly my problem. I had said no, and he was still going. But then when I said no because of the boyfriend, oh, well, I'll respect that. I won't respect your no, because, you know, I'll just argue with you on that until you say yes. But the no of a hypothetical man who he didn't know.
I mean, in all honesty, Becca,
that's what annoys me.
I think it's a bit harsh. You didn't go out for a drink with him, to be fair.
Oh, well, if I'd thought you wanted me to, as the man of the house, then of course I would have done. My mistake, sir.
No, I wouldn't do that, obviously.
What, you wouldn't send me off for a drink with another man?
No, I think that'd be an abhorrent thing to do, to be honest. I really wouldn't like that, unless you come back with two big issues. So, we are celebrating next weekend, aren't we?
We are, big weekend.
Because one of us is celebrating their birthday. And obviously, woo-hoo, mine was a couple of weeks ago, so it's not me.
Woohoo, birthday!
And you have no idea what we're doing, do you?
No, I don't. I believe we're doing something. I believe you have something planned.
I have something planned. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. We're going to meet two men that you've met in the past. Both selling big issues. No, we're not going to do anything like that. I've got a lovely little break planned for us. I will say that we're going away. Okay, I'll say that much. And obviously,
I have ascertained that much, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously in relation to the fact the world's in a pandemic, we're not going abroad.
Okay,
so
reasonable,
should be taken as granted.
Understandable.
Because otherwise I would have to somehow secretly get you to take a test. do us a favour, Beck, can I just close your eyes? This is dead funny, and just jam something up your nose.
Oh, I wouldn't like that.
Exactly, yeah. So we're not doing that. Mm-hmm. I think you'll appreciate that.
Yes, are you excited about it?
I am, yeah, mm-hmm. I am. Only because it's sorted. The greatest thing that, I enjoy my birthday very much, but then there's a rapid dip into anxiety because I've got yours coming up within 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And you, like, we've spoke about it when you plan for mine. I'm sure it's the same for everyone else when you're planning a surprise, because we try and do surprises each time, don't we?
Yeah.
And we'll probably grow out of that because this year, in fact, we nearly grew out of it because you said to me, didn't you, I know it makes you anxious all the time, so would you sooner we both just sit down and plan something nice?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And at one point you had a lot on with work and I just thought, you know what, we don't need any further anxiety on top of this. I said, do you want, you know, we'll plan it together rather than you trying to do
it. And it was a really good idea and I didn't want to do it because you'd done a surprise for me and, you know, I just still wanted it to be a surprise, basically. So mm-hmm. thankfully, anyway, I managed to pull it off.
Okay.
So yeah. Where Confident are you going? Early. Where are you going? What will you do?
I don't know.
Who knows? I tell you who does know, me. And I tell you who doesn't know, your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Because last
can't
year...
can't hold water.
You mean your
no,
dad...
No, not last year.
It was the year before.
My 30th.
Oh, it was your 30th?
Yeah.
I went outside for a fag at your dad's when we went round, because he smokes too. And we were just enjoying a fag. And he went, so what have you got planned for Becca's 30th? And I went, well...
And like a fool, you told him.
Yeah. And then we go back in. Mm-hmm. And as we're leaving, your dad says, oh, I won't see you next week, will I? Because you're in Wales.
Yeah.
Was it Wales? What did we do for your 30th?
Yeah, it was Wales, yeah.
Yeah. Well, see you next week. Well, like, because you're in Wales. And you went, am I? And I was like, well.
Yeah, nice one.
Thanks for that. So, yeah, and your dad last night was saying, are you going to tell me then? I was like, no way.
No, definitely not. No. Even before we went, I was like, seriously, don't tell him.
Yeah. I said, I'll tell you when I've told her.
Yeah.
So you'll find out.
I'll tell him.
You'll find out when we're there. Because otherwise,
yeah,
you'll
hold water.
Ruin it.
Yeah, he's accidentally told us people are pregnant in the past.
Yeah, he has, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has, yeah. That was hysterical.
Yeah.
Remember that? He picked us up to go to Easter, didn't he, for the takeaway. And we won't say who it was or anything like this, but as we're going, let's say the person's name's Amy. It's not Amy. Mm. But as we're driving towards your dad's, he goes, oh, by the way, Amy's pregnant. And we went, no. And he went, yeah, yeah. Goes on, chaffed for about 20 minutes. And as we're coming to his street, he goes, just thinking, you know, I don't think I'm meant to have told you that she's pregnant, so can you act surprised? I'm like, what?
You know what the funniest thing is? That's not the reveal I was thinking of when I said he's
really?
Accidentally...
Yeah. She's done it again?
Like, no, it was... he did it again. He did it with someone else. It was something like someone had got a new car or something like this, and they were talking about like a nice new car, and he was like, oh, and he went, oh, you know, I mean, fair enough, that's an interesting move, you know, with the baby on the way. But then he went, whoop, and like covered his mouth. Like, whatever. And so even that, like... That kind of did, you know, he was like, oh,
yeah.
I shouldn't
so if have anyone
said
didn't.
So there was no recovery possible, yeah, because he's clearly.
Because the whoop made everyone think, well, what's just being said?
Yeah.
Amazing. So mind you, I'm not pretty good with like just opening my mouth at things. We've had I'm sad that they're leaving now, but our neighbours of over the road.
The people will be familiar with the neighbours, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah.
These are the neighbours that have such an utter weirdo with.
Utter weirdo with.
Like the one he kissed.
The one I kissed at New Year's. Yeah. Like not even drunkenly.
Not even New Year's Eve. It was like the day before the New Year's Eve.
We walked past him in the corridor and he went, Happy New Year. And I went, oh, Happy New Year. Necked his wife.
Yeah. You're like, have a good time anyway. Whatever you get up to. Yeah. Like, why did you say that?
Don't know. This is the same couple that like we came downstairs to the car park. In the lift, and they were coming into the lift as we were getting out of the lift. Oh no, it's a lie. We were getting into the lift and they were getting out of the lift. So they were going into the car park. We were coming from the car park.
Yeah.
And we always like go, oh, hello. Yeah. When they come. So they're surprised.
Well, three of us do. One of us just goes to parts because he's so excited.
So they're not excited. So,
she can't, you just don't know what's so them two, around.
Them two come out of the lift.
You forget all adult decorum.
Yeah, I do. Them two come out of the lift. So four of us are in like the foyer part now. And I'm like, oh, how are you? And they're like, yeah, not too bad. Thank you for just being out. And as I'm saying, yeah, we've been da-da-da, I'm walking myself into the lift on my own. Becca's not, because she knows we're in the middle of a conversation. I'm now in the lift carrying on this thing, and the door starts shutting automatically. So I stick my hand through and let it shut on my arm to open up. Just weird all round. Anyway, the other day, I'm going out to get something, and the pair of them are coming in. I've got my headphones on, and as they're walking through the main foyer, I see her mouth start saying something to me, so I... obviously think, well, she's now declaring her undying love for me. So I pull an earphone out to say, I love you too. No, I pull my earphone out and go, sorry. And she said, just saying it's our last day, we're moving out. So thinking about it, probably dramatically, was like, oh, what? Oh, you're messing. Oh, where are you moving to? Which Becca pointed out is a normal question, but the way I make it sound,
sounds like you
wanted to
go.
Because I'll be on the doorstep.
Yeah.
And then I went, all right, we'll see you later.
Kev's like weeping as he goes away.
So then I ring Becca and say, guess who? Oh no,
I've
text
got
you,
terrible
I?
News.
I said, guess who's leaving? Blah, 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 blah. And the thing is, they've been great neighbours. Like when the pandemic started, they put a note through the door saying, if you need anything, just give us a shout.
And they've maintained being very nice
despite
how
me being weird
you've been.
And so I said to Becca, I'm going to get them something. I'm going to get them like a bottle of drink of some sort. And
I'm going to write them a song.
And a good look. And I said, I'm going to get them a card as well, didn't I? And so anyway, I did. I went and got them a nice card and I got them a bottle of Prosecco, I think. And then, but this is the weird part. This is, again, it was, this is a lovely gesture, but I'm a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
So they live literally opposite us, and I can see, you can see their door through the spyglass. Now, they're in and out over the next period, the next few hours, because they're moving stuff out of the house. So what I should have done, like a rational, normal human being, was wait until I see them coming to the door or coming from the door, open the door and go, John, or his wife's name, and say, yeah. Yeah, mate, just his nice little gift.
Sorry, I'm going to correct you. What you should have done, like a rational, normal human being, is knocked on the door and given it to them.
Yeah. But what I didn't, sorry, what I did do instead was peek out of the spyglass for a full 10 minutes until I thought they won't be back for a while. I then sneaked out and left it outside their door and then shot back in and then peeked to watch them come
in. My God, they probably tripped over it coming out carrying furniture.
And then, hysterically, I was like, well, the good people back at, you know, they're obviously going to get me a thank you gift.
I wonder when my thank you card will be here.
It's been a week. There ain't been a thank you card yet. I think, if anything, they told me that where they were moving as well. I'm not going to say where they were moving to. They didn't say the full address for obvious reasons. But I don't even think they went to where they said they were moving, just in case we drive past.
Yeah, I don't blame them. That time as well. Because, I mean, this was just unfortunate, but because you've been such a weirdo with them, it makes it even better. So there was this one time, I was on, like, the Shirley Port meeting and work, so I needed you to not be loud. Remember this? But you needed to do the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So you said, you know what, I'll just go and sit in the car.
What a stupid fucking idea that was.
So we went in, sat in the driver's seat for a minute, but then there was something to do with, like, you couldn't set up right or whatever. So as they're walking past, unfortunately, they just saw you on your own in the car park, get out the driver's seat and go and sit in the passenger seat on your own.
With a pair of headphones. It looked like a, you know, like if you see, like, someone doing recon for the FBI.
Playing.
Yeah, or someone, like, because I had my work laptop open. I had this laptop open. I had all the equipment and a microphone, and I was sat in the passenger seat in a car park. It looked like I was, like, working for the fraud team or something.
You know, you're such a weirdo. Yeah, no, it's been really funny though, you've been with them, but yeah, I know, so they're gone now. So I wonder what, honestly, I think it's like you desperately wanted them to adopt you. Like, you were just so weird.
I liked having nice neighbours, because the thing is, in a block of apartments like this, if you get a dickhead moving in, then you're fucked. You have to move out. And the thing is, it's not only that, is that, as we know, all of these apartments in town now, there's a lot of people who think they're entrepreneurs by buying an apartment and renting it out for stag and hen do's. Mm. So for all we know, it gets turned into one of them shit shows. And then every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you've got people thrown up in the hall going, hey, music till all hours.
Yes, but that doesn't mean you're close enough to kiss her.
No.
So it'll be interesting to see who we do get and how, whether you're just going to treat them like normal humans or whether these will inherit the role of, like, the nerves that you have around them.
I hope not. I, you know what? I hope it's somebody who literally, the sorts of people who knock and say, hi, we're just moving in opposite and we just want to say hello. My name's Brenda and this is Peter. And they have to be them names.
So you just want those people point two, don't you?
Yeah, basically? Yeah. I do, yeah. I do. Because what I don't want is to look out and see some wannabe footballer and his wag missus turn up with a sound system.
Okay, that won't happen, because the only way to look out is through the spy hole, so maybe just stay away from that.
No, I guarantee you, the day someone moves into that, I'm going to be glued, I'm going to get a chair, I'm going to be glued to that spy hole. I really will. And then, mind you, I think about that, but then the day we moved in here, we had all my mates helping me because it was a big move.
Yes. Yeah.
And somebody, again, a neighbour could have looked out and went, there's been like 8 lads in and out of that house.
It's a really good point, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
But so you never know.
Yeah, it should be fine.
Anyway, we hope that's nearly 45 minutes worth of background
worth
noise
of
there.
Gold.
Gold. Gold. Always believe in your soul. Mm-hmm. Next time we do this, I've given you some pointers on microphone etiquette throughout.
Yes, that I have taken with great patience and tolerance.
There you go. No sarcasm there. Mm-hmm. And so it should be much clearer all round. Mm-hmm. There will be no Patreon episode this week, all things considered. But we will be back on Wednesday for the Patreons for a Patreon ramble. And if you... I'm not going to plug Patreon other than to say that for the Patreons, really. So we'll do all that stuff next time. Anything you'd like to say, Rebecca?
No, apart from this time, if you can wrap it up rather than going on and on and on forever.
Can't.
Because
it's an issue.
You've got a Cherry Coke Zero to go and get.
Oh, you mean that as well, don't you?
Of course I mean that. Why wouldn't I mean that?
You are so militant, honestly.
Why?
Because you are. I've spoken about
it.
Before.
You take away my last thing and it's militant of me to want you to replace it.
No, yeah, here's an example of what I mean. I would move heaven and earth for you. So I am going to go and get you this cherry Coke. I am, right? Probably buy you three because I'm nice like that.
Yeah, and drink two.
Well.
But if you drink three, so what we got?
No, but my point is, whereas if I, say for example, if I drop my coat on the floor accidentally and don't know I've done it, you would step over that coat 12 times because you'd think, I'm not a slave. And you know you would because you'd done it yesterday when my coat fell off the coat stand and was in the hall on the floor and you came in and walked over it.
That's not true.
It is true.
I would kick it to the side.
Tell you what, Becca.
I would move heaven and earth for you, but it's just unacceptable to take my last Coke and not replace it. When you drink 90% of the soft drinks, and I'm happy for you to drink most of my soft drinks, I only ever ask that you leave me one, and you don't. It riles me.
That's fair enough. And I think what is funny, which people won't even realise, obviously because they didn't hear the original conversation about you questioning me about this Coke, is
where's
that I tried to gaslight you about the Coke, as maybe you've had it and have forgotten.
No. I haven't seen a Coke. No, I definitely haven't had a cherry Coke. No, definitely not. No, and I was like looking. I was looking back in the fridge and I was looking back at you. And then she was like, maybe I've had it, but I don't remember if I have. And I was like, I know you've had it.
Yeah.
I know you have. It's like I, when we go out, like I will buy you anything and you'll buy me anything. And like, no, I'll get this and I'll get that. You know, when we go out for dinner and things like this. No, I'll get this. But when it comes to like fries, we're both like really
monsters.
Stingy. Like, no, you've got that. Like, you will genuinely take two off my plate because it evens it up.
What did I say? That's we laugh at it, don't we, now? But I remember that very visceral reaction I went where I said, you've got your own or something.
Yeah. So we went out for dinner and we both ordered dessert. And it was that nice student place. So like it's all homemade stuff there. Like even the ice cream and everything is all homemade. So mine was like a raspberry one, I think. And yours was like a strawberry one, but like fresh made with like genuine, like with real strawberries in it. So I was like, oh, let's try that. So I leaned across to try a little bit of your ice cream. And you went, it was just the reaction. It was such an instinctive reaction. And you went, Beck, no, you've got your own. Like, and reached across the table to stop me, and I was like, no, yours is strawberry, mine's raspberry, you can try some mine as well. But it was just that like knee jerk, like no.
It was the same with that. What was you eating yesterday? Was it your pizza or your pasta? Oh no, it was again. It was a brownie, wasn't it, or a chocolate cake?
Oh yes.
And I put my fork down and went. We were sharing it. I put my fork down and went, you can have the rest of that. But kept hold of my fork.
But yeah,
and then went, or do you want me to?
Like hover, you said that, but your fork was like hovering over the rest of it, and I was like, do you want me to?
You know what it was? I know what it was now. When I said you can have the rest of that, you know, I expected you to go, no, you have it, and that's why I was braced to
but
go.
But there was
for
still
it.
We were sharing. There was plenty left to still share. It wasn't at the point where only one of us could have what was left.
I know,
clearly, you just wanted it.
I wanted
all.
More. So there you go. We'll end it on that fat note.
Yes, on that fat note, and you going off to get me a Coke.
Yes. Okay, guys. Thank you very much, and we hope you've listened to this, really. Whatever you've got out of it. Okay, then. Mm-hmm. Tatty bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Take care of yourselves and each other sincerely this time. Tatty bye.
Bye, guys.